You're on Texas Standard Time.
Hey, remember the Texas Bullion Depository? This is the state's plan to create its own version of Fort Knox, you might say. It is the first state-administered gold bullion depository in the nation and one step closer to becoming reality. Controller Glenn Hagar announced yesterday that a company called Lone Star Tangible Assets has been selected to run this depository. Now, all that Texas-owned gold in New York, the stuff the state promised to repatriate with this new depository, guess it's time to load up the train and get that gold down here, but that's not going to happen? Joining us now is Dr. Ray Perryman. He is an economist and the president of the Perryman Group, a Waco-based economic research and analysis firm. Dr. Perryman, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David. It's my pleasure to be here.
So let's talk a little bit first about this company. That this is the news. It's just been named as the private vendor to run this gold depository. Do you know about Lone Star Tangible Assets?
Well, a little bit. They're one of several companies in Texas and elsewhere around the country that help private individuals who want to hold these types of assets, precious metals, things of that nature, mm-hmm. in a safe and secure environment.
So what's the hang up? Why don't we just get that bullion on the train down to Texas and get that depository up and running?
Well, this is the kind of thing I think can only happen in Texas. Basically, the gold everyone talks about is about $800 million in gold investments that the University of Texas has. It's held at a bank in New York.
Okay.
And in essence, when you hold that much gold, it's obviously an investable asset. You want to be able to buy and sell it when you need to.
Right.
And so in order to realistically hold that much gold, an institution has to be a member of the mercantile exchange called COMEX.
COMEX.
And if they're not a member of it, then you can't transfer gold from there to the marketplace, and consequently no one with a significant pool of investable gold would want to do that. If you have a small amount that you're holding for some reason, you can certainly hold it in a secure environment.
Uh-huh.
But when you're talking about almost $1 billion in gold, it's going to be held somewhere where if you decide you want to sell it for whatever reason, market reasons or whatever, that you have liquidity and you can just go to the market and sell it.
So let's slow down for just a moment, because I want to make sure our listeners understand this. So right now it's being held in a bank, which is a member of this COMEX exchange. That allows you to trade the gold for a currency or whatever you want to invest in. So if you want to get this gold down to Texas, I guess, and at the same time be responsible on a fiduciary level, you're going to have to be able to exchange this gold when you need to. So this new Texas depository, thankfully, is a member of COMEX, right?
No, it's not. and that's where the rub comes in.
Ooh.
And that's why the gold will stay in New York.
So you mean the very gold that was sold to Texas as the reason for repatriating it, we got to get it down here where it's close to us, that gold is not going to be coming to Texas because we want not to be a member of this exchange?
Well, it's not so much not want to be a member, it's simply having the size and scale and location to be a member and be able to transfer assets quickly and that sort of thing. But as a practical matter, this is not, quote, Texas gold in the sense some people may think of it. It's gold that is an investable asset of the University of Texas. And obviously, to be good stewards of the resources, they need to have the liquidity that you need to hold a fixed asset of this nature. And for that, you have to be a COMEX member.
So what does this mean for the bank if you can't get that mother load into Texas? Does that mean that this whole process was all for naught, or where does that leave us?
Well, you know, Texans sometimes want to do what Texans want to do. And man, it sounded great to, quote, repatriate gold. I can see where having the imprimatur of the state might make more people comfortable with putting their deposits there, and you might have an opportunity for some growth. But that's the current idea behind it, is that over time, perhaps they could build it to the level they could create the liquidity you need for the global financial markets. That's a frankly pretty far-fetched notion, but you know, a lot of things in the world have happened on pretty far-fetched notions.
That's the voice of Dr. Ray Perryman, an economist and the president of the Perryman Group in Waco. Dr. Perryman, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.